guys. So it is December 12th, and I'm just like, damn, it's been a long fucking time since I've recorded anything. It's just crazy. Like, I was checking my stats basically on this, you know, on this app, and like how many like listeners I've had, and like I have not done a recording in like I don't know how many months, and like I'm still getting plays, and to me that's insane. Like, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate the support, whether it's someone who likes me or someone who doesn't. I mean, you're still listening to my shit, so it makes me feel good, so thank you. Other than that, I feel like life right now is pretty good. I've had a lot of new things happen in my life, and they're definitely worth talking about. So I'm gonna start off with my boyfriend. My boyfriend, he is just the best thing that's happened to me. I think a lot of support and love just coming his way has just made me feel so complete, you know? Like, being by myself, you know, like single, like that's good, because when you're single you get to like learn so much about yourself, and you just have a lot of time, you know, with yourself, so you get to discover so many things, and like it's not just with yourself but like just about anything. Ow, fucking threw my phone at my face. It's like with anything, you learn about yourself and like the world and just different shit, and it's like very awakening almost when you're with someone. It just makes everything like better, if that makes sense. It adds to the juice, like it adds so much more life on top of the life that you're already living, and it's really beautiful. Like, you know, love is love. It's like, it's magical. And he's definitely very, very magical and like sweet, and honestly, I don't know, like it's insane that like I've actually like found such a good guy. I don't know, I'm literally like in love, I think. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I'm not, but definitely in my feels, because he's just the best. And if you're listening, babe, I freaking love you, okay? So that's that. You know, new boyfriend, feeling a little, I feel loved, you know. Other than that, I've got a turtle. Some new things with my turtle. He's getting huge. Like, I'm talking freaking round shell. Like, he just looks huge. So I'm really proud of that, but he's making so much noise. So like at night he'll start literally just like swimming around and like making so much noise, and I'm just like, yo, is this freaking normal? Like, it's a lot. So it makes a lot of noise, you know, the swimming, the splashing, and then there's like rocks that I put so he has like, you know, he can elevate himself if he's tired or something, or just like literally just sleep on it, on the rocks. But no, like he's messing up the entire like set of how I have the rocks. He just moves them, and it's just making noise with the tank, like clack clack clack, like every second. I'm like, bruh, like chill, like it's 3-4 in the morning, like I'm trying to sleep and it's like clack clack. And when I turn off the lights, he knows it's time to go to sleep. Like, he doesn't make noise at all. But sometimes I sleep with my light on. So if I sleep with my light on, he'll start making noise because he knows it's like, I'm awake, the light is on. You know, it equals to me being awake. But when the light's off, complete silence, which it's so crazy. Like, this, my freaking turtle knows, like, what? So I got a smart one. So that's that. My sister's alarm is going off. She's about to wake up. It's 5:15 in the morning, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that, but I'm usually up at this time because I work overnight, so this is just my normal time, but I should be sleeping. What else is pretty new? Oh, so I don't know if you guys have watched Vampire Diaries, but that show is awesome. Like, legit awesome. I never really, like, I grew up with cable, but definitely not, like, the channels that they played all these cool shows on, you know what I mean? Like, once I got Netflix, I discovered all these things. I discovered that there's seasons and episodes and stuff, so then I was like, oh shit, like, this is a thing, you know? So this, like, whole revelation of, like, shows and seasons and all these things that go on, I literally found this out about, like, I would say 5 years ago, so that's insane to me. So Vampire Diaries is just the best show I've ever seen, after Prison Break, of course. So Prison Break is first, then that one. So yeah, that was pretty awesome. Like, I literally watched that all the time, like, binge watched that show. Like, team Stefan or team Damon? Yo, like, that's a real thing. Team Stefan or team Damon? I'm gonna say team Damon all the way. Like, I don't care what you say, because my mind is not gonna change. But team Damon all the way, okay? What else? I'm trying to think of anything that is, like, real cool. Oh, I got promoted at work, so it's not a huge promotion, but it's like a step up. So I got promoted. That's pretty cool. You don't really get paid more. It's just you do a different job. But either way, it's awesome, you know? Like, it's cool to learn new things. So I'm grateful for that. And I guess I would say the relationship I have with my mom, it's just so much more closer. I think as you grow older, you actually grow closer to your mom, which is really cool. So I can really just talk to her about anything, and I think it's nice that you can have a role model, a older person, like, as guidance and stuff. I think that's really beautiful, especially when it's your mother, you know, like, it's your mom, she freaking birthed you, so there's definitely a connection. I mean, some people don't have that, so I can't really, like, say that, but it's a beautiful relationship. So if you ever have someone in your life where either mom, dad, or a friend that you just can look up to and they guide you in the right direction, that's just always a beautiful relationship, right? I don't want to say just with mothers, but it's just beautiful when it's you know, daughter, mom, daughter, father, or just in general, like, a person and a friend, because it's like they're genuinely there to help you, you know what I mean? And it could be a sibling too. People who are genuinely there to help you and watch you grow and want you to grow, like, those are the best, because they've seen you from the beginning to the present, so they know, like, how to advise you to the best outcome, how to do this a certain way, I don't even know how to say it, how to, like, guide you in the right direction, basically. Yeah, so that's that. So those are the new things in my life, right? Talking about just going from a completely different topic, people. So just like people in general, okay? I feel like I'm a very positive person in my life. I don't like being negative, because once you bring that negative energy to your like zone, you know, you just, I feel like everything just goes down from there. So being positive is really good. But just people in general, sometimes like they literally are just so negative and hateful, and like I'm never gonna understand that, you know? Like, you can't judge someone off of not knowing them, you know what I mean? Like, for me, if I ever see someone or meet someone, I'm always nice, and I always have the best intentions, and I, in general, that's how I am. But like, I'm gonna be a believer that you have good intentions too, you know what I mean? But once like you show me that you're just like hateful, like I don't really know what else to do. I just let it be, you know? So I like to associate myself with good people that I know, that I know are nice, and that I know are like genuine people, you know what I mean? And if you're not, then like I really don't associate myself with you, if that makes sense. So I just think it's just crazy. Like I was like talking about it the other day, how like I don't understand how some people are just so nice, and like they get me out. We're like on the same level of like, you know, being a good person. And then there's some people that are just like so mean, and like all they want to do is see you fall. And I'm just like, bruh, like chill. Why are you like that? Like, what does it stem from? Like a childhood thing? Like, you got no love from your mom, you got no love from your dad, something is missing, you went through this breakup, like what is it? Like, are you miserable in your own life? And it's just like, don't, for anyone listening, don't ever let someone like that, you know, damage you. Because I feel like even in relationships you can have someone like that. Don't leave that girl, leave that man alone. Like, just leave them, because you should not be somewhere where you have to feel like everything is just negative, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a way to uplift you. Like, you have to be in a relationship where you both are uplifting each other. It's not just someone bringing you down. And I think that's really important in a relationship, or just in general with friends too. You can't have a friendship where the girl's always just talking down at you, and like your life and your past mistakes, and then, you know what I mean, like just bringing all that negative aura like back into your present life. It's just like, nah, like no thank you. So I don't understand that. I'll never really understand it. I just think I'll always remain the same, you know? Like, I legit don't have like one or two friends that are close to me, and like that's it. I don't really care to have friends and, you know, go out and just this and that. Like, I'll do that with the people that I'm like sort of close to, but like that's, it's not like a group of friends or anything like that. Like, I don't do that, you know? I'm very closed, offish, so like I talk to a lot of people, but just don't have like a certain group, if that makes sense. To me, it's just like, for what? Just, I don't even have the time for that, to be honest. So it's cool to be like that too. It's not like it's a bad thing. It doesn't mean you're antisocial. No, it's just that you rock better with yourself, and that's kind of how I am sometimes. Sometimes, no, all the time. But yeah. Another thing I wanted to say is that, you know, like when they say when something bad happens and then like this other thing happens that's bad, and then another thing happens that's bad, and then another thing happens that's bad, and it's just like one bad thing started from the beginning and then just kept falling into place, like more bad things. Well, yeah, I felt that way about like a couple of days yesterday. So, and then like, and then I had like this awakening, you know, like whatever. So my boyfriend actually told me, like, hey, you know, like, just because one bad thing happens doesn't mean that a whole bunch are, like, it's really the way you look at it. And I'm just like, bruh, that's, you know, like, that's fucking facts. Like, if something bad happens, you need to, like, try to just deal with it, but not think it's the end of the world, and then that when something else happens, it's not piling up to something else, you know what I mean? Like, it's not piling up to the bad that just happened. You just want to look at things and, like, take them in and just accept it and just move forward. You don't want to, like, think of it, oh my god, this happened, and now this, and now this, and then, like, it just causes stress and unnecessary stress for you, for your own self. So I'm saying now that happened to me and I experienced that, I just want to say that if something bad happens, just take a look at it, and then take that and be like, all right, could have been worse, and this is fixable, there's a solution to it, you know what I mean? Most of the time, there's a solution to a problem, and you really just need to think about it and find it. Like, there'll always be one. You just need to look at it and find it, and sometimes it'll be really hard, and it'll feel like, yo, there's no solution to this shit, but no, there is, and you just really have to find it. So if you're ever in those shoes where you just don't know what the hell, like, to do, just sit down, relax, look at the situation, and just think of all the possible solutions and be positive about it, you know, because positivity really, like, helps. It helps you, one, become less stressed, and two, just feel more better about the situation going on. You know, you're not dragging yourself down, you're uplifting yourself, you're giving yourself hope, and that's what's really important. So yeah, I'm gonna do a recording tomorrow, and I'll definitely post them, and I'm sorry for not making episodes, because I feel really bad, and people that, like, have told me, like, oh, like, make more, and I'm like, bruh, like, it's, like, time, you know, like, college, and then work, and then have no time to do the things that, like, I want to do sometimes. So I'll definitely do this, because I love to be in touch with the things that I think about, because I know it can help other people, and it could touch other people, and just, it makes you think, it makes me think, it makes just a world of, I don't even know, like, it's a world of minds, right? And so the fact that you listening can in a way affect you, in a way make you think about what I'm talking about, it can make you see it differently, it gives you a different perspective, it gives you a different outlook of things, like, that to me means the world. So, you know, it's all worth it. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I'm gonna go to sleep, because it's about time. So have a great day, have a blessed day, you know, brush your teeth, be careful, cover up because it's really cold, and yeah, stay safe, love you guys.